Some districts got funding increases of $50 per student in the state budget that will take effect in October. Democrats say that could effectively mean a cut for some schools when you factor in higher costs for retirement and other things. They want to increase the minimum payments to $83. State Representative Andy Shore says that's the bare minimum needed to keep the schools from having to make big cuts.
We can't fall behind. And when we only give a $50 increase after the many years of cuts, then we're not succeeding.
Governor Rick Snyder and Republican legislative leaders say school funding has increased in recent years. They're including money that went to shore up retirement funds. They say the new budget creates a fairer school system for schools that have historically seen less funding. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Jake Neer at the State Capitol.